CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's Slice, here is Christina Hriniuk.
Since Restorative Justice Week has wrapped up, I'm here with Kay Kaler, the Executive Director of the Winnipeg Social Planning Council, and we're talking about the work that they help with throughout the year with other organizations. So what kind of work do you do with...
We work to support the sector, so the not-for-profit sector. So we often act as a coalition builder. So we've actually been around for almost 100 years. We came out of the same conditions that led to the general strike of 1919, working mostly right now with Immigration Partnership Winnipeg, which is a federally funded program that is designed to create a more welcoming community in Winnipeg for newcomers. These newcomers come with a rich history of restorative justice within their own cultures. Many have that as their form of justice. So when they come here and we're still using the European old adversarial model, which is very ineffective and very costly all the way around, they get lost in it. It's a really good time because we hopefully are reaching kind of critical mass, because we do have a lot of newcomers that come and settle in Winnipeg. And we know who is more involved in the criminal justice system, again, linking it back to poverty and involvement in child and family services. We have 73% of the people incarcerated in Manitoba are of Indigenous descent. So that speaks to the incredible imbalances that we have in our society right now.
And since you've been working in this sector, what's a story that you can share that really impacted not just you, but the victim, the offender, and the community that they were a part of?
Restorative resolutions. They were able to access the supports they needed, have a safe place to stay, and then very often, by the time they got to their trial, even if they pled guilty, the fact that they had been progress in the community and had been safe in the community, judges would cite as a reason for getting a lesser sentence or no sentencing at all. So I just go to the first client. You know, he was a young man. He had two kids. So those kids were going to end up in care. And one of them had very high needs, special needs. They probably wouldn't have been able to stay together. So that's what he was looking at. But through the intervention of the bail program and his being able to be out in the community, that young man was able to get custody back of his kids. And he had a job. And he worked through the program and he worked through his addictions. And so all of that cost that could have been associated with simply incarcerating him and then taking his kids into care was actually saved by the community.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.